and legends begin. Tonight, the lights are on, the floor is polished, and the next generation of stars is ready to shine.
Now up ahead, as Langefeld's going to lay it up left hand, and one! Got it! And a free throw, can I see?
This is high school basketball at its best. Heart, hustle, and hometown pride. Get ready, Fresno. It's game time on ESPN Fresno. This game is made possible thanks to A-plus signs, mega prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
That is right. High school hoops in 2026 on 1430 ESPN Fresno. Happy New Year and good to be here for another edition of a broadcast here live from Kingsburg. Kingsburg High School taking on Fresno Christian High School here on 1430 ESPN. Phil Bonatti alongside Paul Metters calling this one for you here tonight. Should be a fun one, and excited to ring in the new year with this one as we are now just under 2 months away from the road to Sellin, reaching its final destination. Excited to call this one. Paul Metters next to me here, and Paul, Kingsburg, Fresno Christian, two teams that have been really off to a hot start in this one, ready to lock it up as they do usually every year. And what are you excited about with this matchup tonight?
Well, Phil, first of all, I got to mention, we're literally in the thick of it right now as the girls' game just ended. People are coming in and out right by the table here that was set up here at Kingsburg High. Hey, you know, Phil, you do a fantastic job of predicting some of the good basketball games that we're going to cover this year, because you had this one circled. You nailed it. Both teams coming on, playing really good basketball. You got Fresno Christian at 12-1 on the season, Kingsburg 13-3. We know what kind of a season Fresno Christian had last year, winning a Central Section Championship, going all the way to the state championship, having a lead at halftime before falling for their first state championship in school history. But as far as both of these teams go, we talked to both coaches, so we got a good feel about both these guys. We got a couple really good players on each side that we're going to be talking about throughout the game and highlighting as well. But both teams are going to try to get the scoreboard up in the 70s, right? And we know that Kingsburg's going to play some zone tonight. Fresno Christian might play some zone, but we're anticipating a lot of points and a lot of good basketball tonight here in Kingsburg.
Looking forward to it, of course, and we can't wait to get to tip-off. It is the pregame show here on 1430 as we roll along. We'll take a quick break. We'll get into more specifics about both of these teams coming into tonight. Stay tuned. Tip-off coming up soon between Fresno Christian and Kingsburg on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Central Valley's sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, welcome back. Our pregame show, so we get set for Fresno Christian and Kingsburg. Phil Bonatti alongside Paul Metters for what should be a very good matchup between two teams that are looking to go into league play with some momentum for sure. They already got momentum already. Paul, let's start with the home team tonight, the Vikings out of Kingsburg, who, 13 wins on the year so far. A very good start to the year for Coach Philip Bergstrom's team. And, Paul, this is an interesting team, the way they're made up, but certainly some pieces that are going to cause headaches for the opposing coach. What do you make of this Kingsburg team so far?
Well, they're going to, like I mentioned in the open, they're going to play some 2-3 zone. However, they still like to get up and down the court. We're going to see a little bit of everything. We're going to see some inside play. We're going to see some pretty good shooters out there in the perimeter. Hey, and this Kingsburg team, if you know anything about high school sports, you know they got an elite-level athlete that we're watching warm up right now, just kind of threw a two-handed smooth dunk with ease, and that's Jensen Hirschhorn. He's an LSU commit in baseball. Yeah, pretty good program down there in Louisiana. Also projected to be a high draft pick in this year's Major League Baseball amateur draft. So he goes as the team goes. He's 6'7". He's obviously super athletic. He's a 1,000-point scorer. He leads he's a school record holder in rebounds, steals. Actually, he was really close to Coach Bergstrom in steals. So we're going to have to update people on that because he's chasing his record, but in block shots as well. He's going to patrol that zone. He's a very talented player, also averaging over 20 points a game. So he goes as Kingsburg goes.
On the flip side, Fresno Christian, which is a team that I think you would say, yeah, a lot of question marks of what they were going to look like coming into this year, but the beat of the drum continues as 12-1 their record coming into this one, and it's been reloaded with Coach Penberthy at the helm, and this team is ready to get right back where it was a year ago, win away from a state title.
Absolutely, and they have had a couple of their players from last year's state championship run transfer out. However, they got a couple new players. One player I want to highlight first before I get to the Maddox brothers is Tyson Ramirez. We saw him play last year. He's 6'7". He was the quarterback on their undefeated eight-man football team.
Crazy,
you saw the highlights.
Crazy stats from him.
Like, how can you throw for 400 yards on an 80-yard field, right? But that kid is an impressive athlete as well. So excited to watch him play. And if you talk about Fresno Christian and a couple of the players that they added this year, one is Leon Maddock. He's a senior. He's the son of Ed Maddock. A lot of people know him in the Central Section. He was not around in the Central Section last year, has moved back down here to the Valley after leading Kerman to a Valley Championship his sophomore year, and he's doing everything this year. I watched a couple of his highlight videos. He's 6'6", like Jensen Hirschkorn. He could dunk the basketball with ease. He could shoot the three ball. He does a little bit of everything, and we talked to Coach Penberthy about him as well. He's going to bring the ball up, too. He's got that kind of a skill set that's just very, very impressive. So a couple really exciting players on the court tonight. They do well at any level in the Central Section.
So let's dissect how these teams match up tonight, Paul, in terms of the keys to the game. And what would you say the key to victory for the Vikings tonight? What will they need to do to slow down this Fresno Christian offense?
Well, I got to watch them in the championship game against Tulare High School down in Visalia at the Pauli Wilhelm tournament, and they just couldn't play catch-up. They were playing catch-up basketball, I should say, all games because their three-point shooting was really off. What Hirschkorn does, he's a very unselfish player, and he'll like to drive and kick and dish for 3 points, and they missed their first 11 shots from outside the arc last week or a couple weeks ago against Tulare. They can't do that tonight against this Fresno Christian team. So for Kingsburg, they're going to have to hit some three-pointers and force Fresno Christian to come out of that zone. That's just going to open up the inside for Jensen.
On the flip side for Fresno Christian, what do they need to do to beat this Kingsburg team tonight and what they present in their challenge?
Kingsburg's going to play some zone tonight, a 2-3 zone, a little bit of man-to-man as well. And, you know, you talk to Coach Penberthy, and, you know, typical coach speak, right? We got to rebound the basketball. We got to take care of the basketball. Well, it's true because against a 2-3 zone, right, they're going to slow the game down a little bit. It has that potential. But Fresno Christian, when they rebound the basketball and kick it out, they could be dangerous. They're gonna have to rebound the basketball tonight, especially against Hirschkorn in the middle.
Well, enough talk, Paul. Let's get to a basketball game. We're going to take one more break. And we'll have tip-off next, High School Hoops, Fresno Christian, Kingsburg, here on 1430, the Central Valley's sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, tip-off, just a matter of minutes away from the town of Kingsburg as Fresno Christian gets set to battle the Vikings of Kingsburg. Eagles and Vikings. No, we're not in the football NFL. The playoffs are coming up a little bit later in this week. But, Paul, it's good to be back in this high school season. And I want to just, before we get started, a little big picture. The storyline of this season so far, what has been your thoughts about it so far?
Well, I was actually just talking to Dante Washington, who's assistant coach at Fresno Christian. He's coached at a lot of different places around the Central Section. And we've just noticed there's a lot of young talent out there, right? You've seen freshmen and sophomores getting a lot of run this year. A decent group of seniors. We're going to watch two excellent seniors tonight here in Kingsburg. But a lot of young talent out there. And how about this, Phil? Buchanan basketball, right? They're 16-2 this year. A couple of really good wins. They're the talk of the track this year, defending track champions. League starts for them this Friday, so that'll be exciting. But I'm curious to see what Buchanan looks like again. St. Joseph is ranked number 8 in the state. Obviously, they lost Tunde Yesufu, but they haven't missed a beat as far as winning basketball games. So I'm excited about the track this year. I'm excited about seeing a lot of these young stars up and down the valley.
Yeah, it should be a good season, of course. And like we said, we're under 2 months away from playing games at Selland. Is that weird?
Before we know it, we're going to be at Selland Arena, Phil, calling some games.
It's going to be weird to say in terms of it. Paul, I know you got the starters from us here, and I just want to make sure we
got the little stars by him.
Get these going here for you. Paul, you want to remind the folks what we're expecting tonight in this one. Just another quick summary of what we're expecting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so first of all, great environment here at Kingsburg. This gym has a lot of history about it, and you could just feel the excitement. These two teams, Kingsburg and Fresno Christian, have been playing each other in non-league competition for the last couple years. We've been privileged enough to watch them in action. But I got to be honest, Phil. This game is pretty evenly matched, right? We talked about Hirsch Cornett, 6'7" for the Vikings. We talk about Maddock at 6'6". So hey, if you even say, hey, how about 25 points, 15 rebounds for each of those guys? They cancel each other out. It's going to be the other guys that are going to play a factor in this one.
Should be a good one. I think we're going to have the anthem to start as we wrap up warm-ups. The teams are stepping onto the court. At least Fresno Christian is. Kingsburg's lined up on their bench over there. They're going to be in their all-white uniforms with the green accent. Fresno Christian wearing these, I don't think I've ever seen these uniforms, these all-black uniforms with the maroon coloring. Let's listen in to the national anthem. There you go, the anthem live from Kingsburg High. And now we get set for the opening lineups. Let's start with the visitors, the Fresno Christian Eagles. Daryl Scott wears number 0. He'll be the point guard coming in, the sophomore. Ty Medeiros will be number 11. He's a forward, junior, listed at 6'3". Tyson Ramirez is going to be wearing number 50 tonight. He's a forward, senior, 6'7", his height. Leon Maddock, the senior of the Maddocks, 6'6", the guard forward combo guy. And then George Maddock, more of the guard position, sophomore, the younger brother, listed at 6'3". Paul, what stands out about this lineup? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I like that size, right? 6'7", 6'6", 6'3". That's a Division I, Division II level as far as height-wise for that team. But Fresno Christian, and you mentioned it, Phil, a lot of question marks coming into this season, but that's a nice Division IV, Division V height-wise roster right there.
On the flip side, Kingsburg will come out with this lineup. Number 0, Peyton Swinney, the guard, a senior, 6'2". Number 1, Jason Hanzik, who is going to be a senior, 6'3", listed as well. Number 5, you know him, Jensen Hirschkorn, 6'7", senior forward. Alex Hanzik will be the guard, junior, wearing 6'2", number 6, or he's 6'2", he's wearing number 11. And then, whatever
Isaiah.
He feels like, Isaiah Perez, who is wearing either number 30 or 32, we're going to find out in moments.
What's the difference? How about 31?
That's what it's listed on our roster. He's a guard, freshman in the starting lineup at 5'11". We'll stand out real quick on Kingsburg's side.
Well, it starts with Hirschkorn in the middle, but they have some height as well. So rebounding is going to be a key for Fresno Christian, as we mentioned in the pregame, but also for Kingsburg. I'm curious about that freshman, how he's going to play. I've heard about him. He's actually from the Clovis area. His family moved back here to the Kingsburg, so he's thrown into the fire in this game.
6'7 versus 6'7, Paul, in the center court.
You did it, Phil.
Tyson Ramirez and Jensen Hirschhorn. Ball's tipped to the far side, saved by Fresno Christian. Right to Tyson Ramirez underneath. Short on the putback attempt. Fight for the basketball. Back out to the Fresno Christian Eagles as they drive in. Maddox over to Medeiros. Back long shot underneath. Maddox got it. He's got to turn away and get back to the top. Passing it around to the offense now as they set up with 22 on the shot clock.
Yeah, as advertised, Kingsburg out in a 2-3 zone.
Daryl Scott over to Maddox, who dribbles to the left side, inside, poked away, and it's stolen away by Kingsburg. Here they come, running up ahead. Couple Christian Eagles converge in the key and knock the ball away. So good defense on the comeback there, and here comes Fresno Christian with the basketball to a score. Leon Maddox. Going to get over to his brother, George Maddox, on the right side. Back over to Leon at the top of the arc. Over to Scott on the far side. Cross-court pass over to Leon Maddox. Dribbles inside. Now he stops. Passes it to the other corner. Daryl Scott too long on the three-pointer. Rebound Kingsburg.
Yeah, we mentioned that outside shooting is going to be the key to this game for the Christian missing their first three.
Swinney hands a three-pointer. No good. Too strong. And we still have no score. Leon Maddox up ahead now with the basketball, dribbling with his right hand over to Daryl Scott at the top of the arc, holding it, now putting it to the floor. Splits the defenders with a pass inside. Medeiros, pass to the corner. Three-pointer good from George Maddox. It's 3-0 Eagles.
Well, that's good offense. I love the high-low game. Got the ball around the free throw line. Just kick it out for a three.
Hirschhorn with his first touch to the corner. Swinney, open three, and does not go. Fight for the rebound. Hirschhorn is able to rip it away, and he will be fouled underneath.
Yeah, strong rebound by Jensen. I was going to say, Phil, that they're letting him play early, but a couple Fresno Christian players are all over his arm as he pivoted out of it.
So Hirschhorn will pick up the foul, or draw the foul. Will inbound. Swinney on the three-pointer in the corner again. Too strong. Hirschhorn goes up and gets it again. Put back too far to the left side. No good. Here comes Fresno Christian now on offense. It's Leon Maddox with it. Over to Scott. Scott, as they trying to navigate that zone. Tyson Ramirez wide open. Hirschhorn fouled him from behind. He got the hand.
Yeah, that looked like a good block, but a good pass underneath to Tyson Ramirez sitting at 6'7". Hirschhorn coming over his back, according to the referee. It looked like a clean block.
May have got the hand there. It was a close call. It's on the far side of the court, so we can only assume that's what the call was. Ramirez with his first free throw. No good.
And I was talking to some Kingsburg coaches earlier this week. You know, we talked about Jensen and his 96, 97 mile an hour fastball that he has. Like, has any coaches, that's another miss.
No good.
Has any basketball coaches inquired about him playing basketball at the next level? He's like, no, I think they know to stay away from that.
Hanzik to Swinney, 30-pointer again. Too strong. He can't get that corner so far. He's missed three in a row. Here comes Fresno Christian the other way. Leon Maddox over to his brother George. George back to Leon. Leon dribbles inside. Pump fake. Shot. Good. Inside the key.
Oh, that was beautiful. A lot of times high school players will rush that shot, but he was calm. Just a simple pump fake. Got Hirschhorn up in the air. Swished it.
Swinney with the basketball. Over to the corner. Hands a three-pointer. It's another shot that misses in the same corner that's right near us. And a ball out of bounds off of Hirschhorn on the rebound attempt.
Coach Bertram and staff, they're just hoping that some of these threes are going to fall. Not like that, well, like that Tulare Union Championship game where they only lost by five. They started off 0 for 11 from three-point land. Hasn't hit one tonight yet.
0 for 4 so far. Eagles up 5-0, though. Scott with the basketball, playing the point, getting it over to Leon Maddox. He's going to pull a three-pointer. No good. Too strong. Rebound Kingsburg. Ball knocked away. I think a teammate tipped it away. Now it's Fresno Christian with the basketball. Hirschhorn blocks it away on the inside shot. And it gets back to a Fresno Christian player. Floats it too strong. Rebound Kingsburg. Here we go the other way. Hands it to the corner to Swinney. Swinney loses it between his legs, and it's picked up by Leon Maddox. We'll now bring the basketball over to George, and now he crosses the timeline into the half court.
Well, we mentioned the shooting woes for Kingsburg to start this. start this first quarter, but they got to be able to take care of the basketball. A couple unnecessary turnovers.
Maddox, spin, turn, shot, no good. Off the front iron, put back, no good as well. And here comes Kingsburg with some numbers. Up ahead, Isaiah Perez, hard foul, and it'll get two on the shot there.
Yeah, it was a hard foul. And one thing against the zone, Phil, that a lot of teams have to stay away from is trying to penetrate against the zone. We saw that really good offense where they got the ball to the free throw line and kicked it out for a wide open three.
Good for the first free throw. KFC bucket right there for Isaiah Perez.
You have to be patient against the zone. Do not put the ball down going against the zone.
Perez's second free throw, good. So 2 for 2 from the free throw line for the freshman. And he checks out as Ethan Boy will now be in. Or Bowie. We'll check the pronunciation on that name. So Fresno Christian with some subs in as well. Tyson Ramirez gets the feed inside. No good as Hirschhorn affected the shot. Here comes Kingsburg again with some speed. They're going to have to pull back now. And Hirschhorn comes cutting on the backside. Tries the layup. No good. And Ramirez with the rebound. Good defense from Fresno Christian to affect that shot. Here comes George Maddock over to Leon Maddock at the top of the arc. Takes the shot. Pump fake. Hirschhorn bit, and he will lay it up for two.
That's the second time that he's done that. You notice that little pump fake. Get Hirschhorn up in the air and laid it up and in.
Hanzik Garden with the basketball. He goes to the corner here. It's Bowie with the three-pointer. No good off the right side. Put back attempt no good. That's a rebound for Kingsburg. And now it goes back to Fresno Christian. 7-2 Eagles, and they have the basketball with 3:23 to go in this first quarter. Leon Maddox, spin, turn, laying up good. Just strong there with the body on him. And we got a timeout, a full timeout for Kingsburg. We'll take it with him. It's 9-2. Fresno Christian leads over Kingsburg in the first quarter here on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and MQ.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops. 9-2 Fresno Christian leads with 3:16 to go in this first quarter. And, Paul, what has been effective so far for this Eagle squad?
Yeah, the defense, that 2-3 zone's been giving Kingsburg fits so far. It doesn't help that the Vikings are 0-for-4 from three-point land to start the game. But you see down there, everything is contested. We mentioned how Kingsburg cannot try to penetrate the zone through the dribble. Fresno Christian, they're big and strong. They'll slap the ball away. They'll play real physical. You got to be able to get the ball around the free throw line and kick out for a three.
Some subs in. Jake Telez in for Kingsburg. As Paul is intercepted on a pass to him, but Kingsburg gets it right back. Ethan Bowie now with the basketball. The cross-court pass. Step back. Shot Hanzik with the two-pointer, no good, but a rebound Kingsburg. We'll check on the substitutions for Fresno Christian in a moment. Bowie over to the other side, far side. Hanzik pass back to Ramirez with the interception.
Yeah, that was a pretty easy interception. You can't leave your feet in Pat's cross court.
Leon Maddock down with the basketball. The Maddock still in here, both in this substitution. Leon Maddock inside, no look pass to Ramirez, but he's guarded underneath. Hirschhorn affected it, and it's off of a hand on the putback attempt of Kingsburg. So it'll stay Fresno Christian. Also in, Arjun Patel for Fresno Christian, and Cash Hurtle is in for Fresno Christian.
And you've seen Ramirez, number 50 at 6'7". He's just kind of running that baseline to baseline underneath. Maddox found him a couple times.
Patel passed back out. George Maddock almost had it stolen away. Over to Leon Maddock now, who's at the top of the arc, guarded tightly by Hanzik. Now the zone switching over. Hanzik goes over to Maddock. Maddock now with the three-pointer on the top of the arc. No good. Rebound Fresno Christian on the long bounce off the rim. George Maddock now with the basketball as a reset of the shot clock. 2:10 to go in this first quarter. 9-2 still our score here. Fresno Christian leads as Hurdle with the basketball. Over to Leon Maddock, and the wing three-pointer rattles away. No good. Here comes Hirschhorn with the rebound, dribbling up ahead. Gives it back to Hanzik. Hanzik passes to the corner again, bobbled it momentarily. Was one of the Engelbrights. And now he gets it back to Hanzik. Hanzik trying to drive baseline. A pass over to his teammate Perez. Perez back to Engelbright, three-pointer. And yes! There's the first three for Kingsburg.
Well, there it is. You got to see that first one through. Hopefully that for the Vikings. That's going to set the tone for the rest of the quarter.
Madigan to Patel. Patel tries a baseline floater. No good. Hirschhorn with the rebound, and it's knocked off of him momentarily, but I think Ramirez was too strong on trying to get the ball back, and he is going to commit the foul.
Yeah, kind of a silly foul from Ramirez. Remember, Hirschhorn got that foul with about a minute and a half in the end of the first quarter. See him backing away on a couple possessions.
And now you see Penberthy immediately taking Ramirez out. With Jonah Proust now in, giving him a rest here with 1:19 to go in this quarter. A shot by Swinney, and he's fouled as it missed short on the front iron. So it's going to be two free throws for Kingsburg here.
And that size advantage that Fresno Christian had with Ramirez and Matic. Now it's just Matic at 6'6", down there with the patrol in the middle. I don't think... Jensen might come out a little bit in this game, but I think Matic is one of those players that he's going to ride for all. Yes.
Matic's
in. He's going to roll for 32 straight.
Jensen in, Leon's in. All right, first free throw good for Swinney. Second free throw no good. It finds Hirschhorn, and he flips it up and 2 points more, and now the lead is cut to 1-9-8 with 1:08 to go.
You see Hirschhorn coming out now. He's on top on defense.
George Matic with the basketball. Over to Patel in the corner. They're swarming on this zone here. Over to Matic. Now back over to Hurdle on the other side. Passing it back to Leon Matic. Matic's going to drive in. Nice step through. And he gets the two-pointer easy with the layup. Kingsburg with a wild throw on the inbound. And Fresno Christian steals it away. And Matic is going to put the two hands up and lay it up.
Yeah, silly turnover for the Vikings. But when you got Matic finishing on a break, that's going to be money all night.
Hanzik trying to find a way to get the ball. Gosh, he's got four guys around him. Able to get it away to Swinney. Swinney, three-pointer over to Perez. No good. Hirschhorn with the offensive board. Shot clock taken off with 20 to go. Manzik in, gives it to Hirschhorn. Hirschhorn wild shot too far off and still knocked away for Kingsburg. They have it with now 12 seconds to go. Another shot in this possession. Engelbright three-pointer. He's got another. 4 seconds to go. Fresno Christian with a shot at the buzzer here at the end of the quarter. Too short for George Matic on the three. And we have the end of the first quarter buzzer. It's 13-11. Kingsburg leads over Fresno Christian on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
All right, welcome back. Second quarter beginning here. Kingsburg just down two after they were down 9-2 to start this game. They're now 13-11 is Fresno Christian's lead. And they have the basketball, Kingsburg does, as Hirschhorn holding it, now dribbles. Now over to the other side as they set up the offense. Perez over to Swinney, three-pointer. There it goes, and here comes Kingsburg. First lead of the game now, 14-13.
See what happens, Phil, when you hit a couple threes.
Opens it up for you. Leon Matic now with the basketball. He holds it over to the corner. Hurdle, three-pointer answer. Yes.
We got a couple lefties in this game, draining threes.
Cash Hurdle, all money there. 7:22 to go. Three-pointer Swinney. No good. Someone's got to fix the net on that rim, but we'll see if they can do it later. Here comes Fresno Christian. Leon Matic now over to Cash Hurdle. Back up to Leon Matic, who now has the basketball dribbled between his legs. Pass inside to his brother, George.
Nice.
And a nice feed to Medeiros, who lays it up. And the lead is up to four for the Eagles.
Yeah, what I loved about that possession is the ball barely hit the floor as far as dribbling goes. Pass, 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 bounce, pass, layup.
Perez to Engelbright. Engelbright pulls up on the baseline dribble. Now he gets it back to Perez, who's guarded by near the logo. Now he picks up the basketball. Engelbright in the corner. He drives baseline, fakes the shot, now passes back out. Perez is going to try a three-pointer. No good. Gets it to Hirschhorn, though, on the offensive board. He dribbles, but a bad pass inside is deflected back to Fresno Christian.
Yeah, he's got to go back up with that. He had a nice little four-foot hook-type shot, but he decided to pass and he gets stolen away.
There's George Matic now with the basketball, the Cash Hurdle. Back over to George Matic. He's going to pull up three-pointer at the top of the arc. Too far to the left side. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off Fresno Christian as Tyson Ramirez was the one who deflected it away.
And one thing that I love to look out for is just the types of defenses that both Coach Penberthy and Coach Bergstrom are employing out there. You see back to a 2-3 zone for Kingsburg. We did see Jensen Hurstcorn on a 1-2-2 at the top of the key. But now Fresno Christian, you see Maddock just patrolling the middle defensively as Hurstcorn flashes.
Swinney over to Hanzik. Hanzik tried to drive inside. He is fouled with the shot. And Leon Maddock a little frustrated about that one. But it's going to be two free throws for Alex Hanzik, who's not afraid to go into that traffic. He's been on a lot of traffic this game so far.
Yeah, I think he got bailed out a little bit on that one, I'm going to be honest. And I think the reason why Maddock was upset is because he had really good position defensively. And Hanzik got hit from behind.
He's talking to
by Medeiros.
Yeah, Medeiros, who was the one who did commit the foul there. So
it's like, I had him. Come on. I don't need no help.
Well, that's the key, right, Paul? You got to talk about trust with your teammates.
Yeah.
That's the stuff you talk about. Second free throw, no good. So 1 of 2 for Alex Hanzik. 18-15, your score, with 5:55 to go in this first half. Leon Maddock drives. Woo. Reverse layup. Good. He is strong underneath there when he drives. Here comes Kingsburg the other way. Hurstcorn gathers it, now puts it to the floor, dribbles over defenders, no good. Ripek attempt, yes, there it is. Jensen Hurstcorn did it all on that possession.
Yeah, he absolutely did. At 6'7", did a good job of keeping the ball up high.
Alley-oop pass, no good, as Ramirez tried to put it back, but the ball was ping-ponged around, and Ramirez ends up with it. Now he's trying to get it out to somebody. Here comes Leon Maddock to save the day. He slips and falls on the court. No stoppage here. Now it's Kingsburg up ahead with numbers. Perez up to Hurstcorn. Oh. Hurstcorn too strong on the putback and no good. And Fresno Christian goes the other way.
I think his own teammate got in the way.
Leon Maddock layup attempt. Yes. On the left side. And we have a timeout from Kingsburg. We'll take it with him. 22-17 with 5:03 to go in this second quarter.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, welcome back. 22-17 out of the Fresno Christian timeout after the layup from Leon Maddock, who's been on fire to start this basketball game.
As advertised. Excited to watch him play. I haven't seen him play in 2 years.
Here is Kingsburg on offense the other way. As Swinney now with the basketball inside to Jake Telez. Telez back out there swinging it around. Hanzik in the corner drives. Into the Hurstcorn. Hurstcorn turn. Give it back to Swinney. Three-pointer. There it is. Peyton Swinney, another three, and it leads down to two.
Good job by Hurstcorn. He catches the ball up high and turns around and finds his guy for a three.
Leon Maddock now with the basketball at the top of the arc. Over. Swing it around back to Leon Maddock, who's now by the logo. The Kingsburg K here in this gym. As he dribbles one-on-one with Hanzik. Now he pump fakes. Now he steps through. And no good. Hurstcorn the rebound. They're going to throw it up ahead. It's a one-on-one. And a layup is good. Alex Hanzik ties it at 22.
Yeah, you're not going to see that a lot. Fresno Christian not getting back on defense, giving up a long layup.
So
good outlet pass, though.
Halfway through this second quarter, tied at 22. Leon Maddock over to his teammate Caleb Shore. Over to Hurdle. Now a pass over to Schur. Back up to Hurdle. Cash Hurdle. Three-pointer. Yes! He's 2 for 2 tonight from the three-point mark.
He's got nice form. When he's open, he's pretty deadly.
6'3 sophomore for this Fresno Christian squad. Here comes Kingsbury the other way. Down three. Swinney. As they're trying to break through this zone. Over to Perez. Perez back into the corner. Three-pointer for Hanzik. Rattles away, no good. Rebound, Fresno Christian. Way up ahead now. Ramirez was trailing behind. Blocked away by Hurstcorn. Fight for the rebound and a foul underneath. As Fresno Christian had the basketball, it looked like Hurdle who had the rebound after the block. And he will go to the free throw line for two.
And just a little bit of fundamental basketball here as from my perspective, as that was a great shot block on Tyson Ramirez, 6'7 against 6'7. Got him from behind, but if Ramirez goes up right away, even if he goes up with 1 foot, that shot's not going to be blocked. He jump stopped with 2 feet and actually gave Hurstcorn a chance to recover. That's why he was able to block it, but good job by Fresno Christian on gathering that rebound and putting it right back up.
First free throw good. Second free throw coming for Cash Hurdle. To give him the basketball. Hurdle No good. Whew. Scoring with the rim. It goes
right at the rim.
26-22, Kingsburg leads. Perez pulls up after he drove baseline. Now gives it to Hanzik. Hanzik to the corner. Swinney was open. Now he doesn't. Now he's going to go to the other side of the court. Perez on the near side. Three-pointer. No good. And the rebound goes to George Maddock. Here comes Leon Maddock. Now pushing ahead, Ramirez. Ramirez on the baseline turns and gets it back. And now Leon Maddock with the basketball at the top of the arc. Back out to George. Back to Leon. Now they're going to set up on offense on the one-on-one. Now over to Hurdle. Back to Leon Maddock, who had to check if he was on the half court. He was. 13 on the shot clock is Hurdle with the basketball. Good defensive series so far for Kingsburg, but a foul on the floor as it Isaiah Perez was trying to guard Cash Hurdle. He just had enough contact to warrant a foul.
And pretty clean game as far as the fouls are concerned. Only two in this quarter for Kingsburg, one for Fresno Christian. So no bonuses yet.
No bonuses yet. Only three fouls between both teams in this quarter. So reset the shot clock. Here comes Fresno Christian up four. Leon Maddock with some separation. Now spins, drives inside. Hirschhorn! Get out of here, he says. Blocked away off the wall.
Student section on that side of the court going wild after that block shot, but good defense, and there Hirschhorn is just kind of trailing, waiting for Maddock to put it up. We've seen that a few times over the last couple years from Hirschhorn. He likes to get triple-doubles the hard way with the blocks.
26 on the shot clock is now the inbound here. Ball momentarily knocked away. Ramirez with the basketball. Now getting it over to his teammate, Isaiah Long. Now over to Ramirez. Blocked away by Hirschhorn. Ramirez gathered it again. Back out to Leon Maddock. There's 15 on the shot clock here. Leon dribbling with the right hand. Now spins with the left hand. He backs down his defender. Over to George. George behind the three-point line. Gets it to Long. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Somehow you got to put up a shot. Step back three. No. Medeiros with the shot inside. He thought of Long with a nifty play to think about the three and find Medeiros open underneath.
Got to be frustrating for Kingsbury. You played good defense for 34 seconds.
Hirschhorn pull-up jumper too strong. So now Eagles on a run here with 1:40 to go. Leon Maddock over to Long. Back to Maddock. Maddock inside. Ramirez again on the backside. And the up and under layup attempt no good. Kingsburg with the rebound. Hirschhorn affecting that shot again. Hanzik over to Engelbreit. Engelbreit drives baseline. Tries to stay inbound. He does. Swinney swinging around. Hanzik three-pointer. Yes! Vikings down by three now with 1:17 to go.
Well, that's a big shot. Not a lot of arc on that one. Pretty flat shot, but it found the net.
Medeiros inside Ramirez, and this time Ramirez gets the best of Hirschhorn, who was waiting for
Well, what did he do that time? He went straight up. He didn't wait.
30-25, under a minute to go now in this basketball first half. Swinney over to Hanzik. Hanzik back to Swinney. Swinney trying a three-pointer, and no good. Hirschhorn with the offensive board. 10 seconds now separate the shot clock from game clock. Hirschhorn's bumped off the line, and he's going to get it back to Engelbreit. Engelbreit over to Swinney. Swinney with the basketball, giving it to Hirschhorn. Hirschhorn drives inside, strong with the land. Down by three now, and it's Fresno Christian that can hold for the last shot of this first half. Leon Maddock with the basketball. Getting it over to George Maddock. All right. Getting the offense rolling. Isaiah Long now holding the basketball over to the left side. Now he dribbles to the right side. Holding it with 10 seconds. Now to Leon Maddock. One-on-one. Drives to the baseline. Pull-up jumper on the base side. Oh, no, it
Brady
is good. 5 seconds to go in here. We got a buzzer beater potential, but the ball careens right over to us and out of bounds. And that is zeros on the game clock. 32-27. Fresno Christian leads over Kingsburg here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back. Halftime here at Kingsburg as the Vikings lead the Fresno Christian, the Fresno Christian Eagles lead the Vikings 32-27 here on 1430. And, Paul, just quick reaction to what you've seen so far. Fresno Christian's had some runs. Kingsburg's been able to find some ways to get back into this basketball game. What have you made so far of the play tonight?
Yeah, you know, kind of as expected, the defense for both teams playing primarily in a zone. A couple variants of the zone that we've seen tonight. But, you know, the inside play for both teams has been pretty good. You know, when Kingsburg got down 9-2, you're like, oh, they're going to be chasing points all game like they did against Tulare Union in one of their three losses this year. But that three-pointer here kind of in front of us by the lefty, by Sweeney, just kind of opened a few things up. You know, Kingsburg got within, I think, 3 points in this one. But Ed Maddock's son, Leon, has been a really good basketball player tonight. You know, he's obviously been around basketball his whole entire life. His patience in the key, his couple pump fakes. Yeah, he's shooting well over 50% tonight, doing a good job defensively as well. But, you know, rebounding, you know, we thought was going to be a key to the game. It has. Kingsburg got a couple second chance points. We saw her scoring with a couple putbacks as well for the Vikings that's kept in this one. But honestly, to me, I feel like Fresno Christian should be up more. I felt like they played the better basketball game tonight. But, hey, right, we've seen some strange things happen late in basketball games. 5-point lead for Fresno Christian is nothing against this Vikings
team.
Well,
I think what we've seen so far is that Kingsburg's been able to survive in this game with the three-pointer. I don't know if we've seen Fresno Christian really light it up from the three-point. I think they've only had
I remember
the
that
two.
One in the corner,
they've
right?
They've had the two from Cash Hurdle tonight that I've seen so far, and that's about it. So it's been twos for threes, and that's, I think, what's been keeping Kingsburg in this game.
Yeah, I like offenses against zones that get the ball into the middle around the free throw line and create things, make things happen, right? Throw a pump fake here. Nothing wrong with a 15-foot jump shot, kick it out for a three-pointer. So when the pacing and the timing against the zone is on, you're going to get the good looks.
Real quick before we take a break, I want to ask you, we walked into this gym, and what were we greeted with, Paul? What stands out when you walk into this historic gym here at Kingsburg?
Well, what do you want to start with? I mean, you got home of the Vikings on one side. You got the big Viking and the American flag on one side of the basketball court. You got all the Valley championships listed here. You got the league championships against the wall. Just think about the history, Phil. And I know you're referencing that glass case when we walked into the gym where we saw some of the great legends of Kingsburg High School, Rafer Johnson, obviously. Then you got Tyler Bray with his Kansas City Chiefs uniform. I mean, I could go on and on about the legacy of Kingsburg High School and what they've meant to the Valley. Yeah, you know, we talk about, you know, schools and towns, and we love our one school towns, right? Kingsburg actually hasn't grown that much over the years. They're still sitting at around 12 to 13,000. One high school, one town. They're very proud, and they have tons of incredible athletes, incredible people, too, that have come through the town of Kingsburg High School.
You got history going back to the 50s with this basketball program, Paul.
Well, I mean, what, look at that gap, Phil.
I don't know.
1956, and then 2020 was their the next one.
There's been some people who've been to both, right? They've seen both.
You know? Sure.
Both eras.
Okay. Some of them are probably watching the game here tonight.
maybe. Should be a good one here to get to the second half. So we'll take a break, and we'll talk about keys in the second half, adjustments, all that. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Hoops here on 1430 ESPN, Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
All right, great time.
All right, welcome back. 32-27, Fresno Christian leads over Kingsburg. 30 seconds before we start the second half. Paul, adjustments, what do you think has been talked about in both locker rooms real quick for both teams?
Yeah, you know, for Kingsburg, Phil, we feel like they're shooting from the outside. I don't think they're shooting from a great percentage from three-point land, but that's actually kept them in the basketball game. Fresno Christian does not have a lot of shooters on this year's squad. Ed Maddock, you know, can extend the zone. We saw him hit 5 three-pointers in a row right now in warm-ups right in front of us. But, you know, the adjustments, I don't think there's going to be a ton of it. Maybe defensively, right, we're going to see those different looks in the zone that both schools have. But, you know, I think it's going to come down for Kingsbury. If they want to get back, they're only down five, but they want to win this basketball game. They're going to have to hit more from the outside. For Fresno Christian, defensively, I feel like they're doing a good job. They're very active in their zones, and Maddox is going to have to lead them to a win tonight.
Limit the turnovers, I think both coaches will tell them, in terms of before this gets going. And now we are underway as Fresno Christian will open with possession, and wide open underneath is Ramirez, and Swinney had to affect the shot, and he fouled him, so Ramirez will get two free throws.
Yeah, just a breakdown defensively for Kingsburg. Nobody stayed down low.
It's been a couple times where Ramirez is just kind of trailing well behind the defense in their zone, and is just kind of waiting for that pass back there.
Coaching staff for Fresno Christian, they know the team's strengths.
Ramirez misses the first free throw, so a good foul for Swinney there to save the basket.
And I want to mention, too, Phil, these three referees out here, they've done a great job.
Fantastic.
Right? I think they're about 100% on their calls tonight.
Still a second half to go, Paul.
So far.
One for two for Ramirez here. It's now Kingsburg will get into their offensive set. Down six here with 7:45 to go. Three-pointer Swinney on the other end.
Woo!
Yes! There it is. Just down three now.
Oh, there's Hirschhorn down.
Scott, the other block. Hirschhorn blocks him out of there. There's Daryl Scott try the high layup, but I don't know how high you got to throw up the ball to get it over Hirschhorn.
Really high. Ceiling high.
It is off of Hirschhorn, so it's Fresno Christian basketball. I think they're fixing the Nets love to hang on the rim here, Paul, in this gym. Scott with the inbound. Going to get over to Ramirez now. Just 30 seconds in. Leon Maddock now dribbling with the right hand. Turns the basket to the basket. Now dribbling with the left. Turns again. Now lays up with the left hand. Just clinical from Leon Maddock. Two-pointer.
Yeah, that was pretty. Just backed his guy down against the zone.
Magic the three-pointer. Driving with the lane. No good. And here comes Fresno Christian the other way. Medeiros handing it off to George Maddock. Maddock three-pointer. And way off. Here comes Perez now with the basketball. Inside pass. Knocked away as Hanza couldn't get it. But now it's found Perez in the corner. He just says, I'll take it for three.
And that's a freshman. Just found the ball in the corner. Just shot it right away and switched it. I think he surprised him a little bit.
Lead is to two for the Eagles with the basketball. Daryl Scott over to Medeiros. Medeiros back out to George Maddock now here on the near side. They're dribbling on the near side quarter where we are. He dribbles inside the key. Now pulls up. Give it to Lee. Maddock, who dribbles with the left hand. Layup. Yes. Over Hirschhorn.
That could have been an and one.
Perez down the other way. They're trying to go with speed. Over to Swinney in the corner. Three-pointer is no good. Hirschhorn with the long rebound. Perez back out. He's going to dribble with the left hand. Back out to Hanzik. Into Swinney in the corner. He's got nowhere to go. Perez in the corner. Now to Hanzik.
There you go.
To Swinney. Now in the far corner. Three-pointer. Har Archer. No good. But Kingsburg got other offensive board. Three-pointer for Perez. He's fouled. Got it. And he'll have a chance on a four-point play to tie this game up.
The freshman likes that spot. Don't think about it. Catch and shoot. Yeah, that is going to count. He has a chance to tie this basketball game up. Fearless.
Isaiah Perez, 5'11", freshman in the starting lineup. But he's been dynamic in this second half. No good. Hirschhorn has a chance to get it to the lead, and he does on the putback. 38-37. Kingsburg now on top here in the third.
Yeah, he's got long arms. Able to grab that over Ramirez. Pick one dribble and put it up on the opposite side.
Daryl Scott now over to Maddock. Leon Maddock spins. Pump fakes. Trying to go somewhere. And he gets it over to his brother George Maddock. Three-pointer. Rattles away. No good. Ramirez at the offensive board. Hirschhorn blocks it away. Fight for the basketball. It's going to be off of Fresno Christian as Daryl Scott with a good effort diving into those wooden benches.
Yeah, gosh. And Hirschhorn, he's doing a great job. You saw it in the first quarter. He fell for a couple pump fakes from Maddock. He's done a great job of staying on the floor and timing it just right to block.
Here comes Kingsburg now looking to extend their lead. Swinney on the baseline passes, and what a, just a hard physical foul from Tyson Ramirez on the shot from Alex Hanzik. That'll be two free throws. Could have been a little worse.
And he came down pretty hard. Just making sure he doesn't get the shot up.
That's what your job is. If you're going to foul, that's the way you foul, right?
Doesn't feel good if you're the one getting fouled.
Well, Hanzik will knock it down, and that'll cure the pain a little bit. KFC bucket there for Alex Hanzik.
Yeah, I like that right now. Ramirez huffing and puffing a little bit frustrated. You could see it with that foul, taking him out of the ball game right now. Just let him catch his breath, get some water. He'll go back in a couple minutes.
Fresno Christian had some shooting as Cash Hurdle now checks in. Second free throw good for Hanzik. It's a three-point lead now, 40-37 Kingsburg. Here comes George Maddock, who lays up with the left hand, get around the defender.
Yeah, nice.
Pushing with some pace now. Leon Maddock able to steal the way, intercept the pass. He's got a little bit of space. Now guy coming behind him. Hanzik knocked it away, but Maddock is able to gather it. Now they're in the half court. Leon Maddock dribbles to the left. Spin over Hirschkorn. No good. Fight for the board. Hirschkorn's able to get it. Kingsburg now with the other way. Perez to Hanzik. Hanzik dribbling left hand. Yes!
Well, great rebound by Hirschkorn. Got his eyes up. Wasn't a direct fast break layup, but it was just enough as we have a traveling here.
Ty Medeiros took too many steps on the spin. He's a little frustrated. And I think John Penworthy wants to talk about it here with 4:30 to go in this third quarter. 42-39. Kingsburg now on top on 14:30 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the foundation at FCOE.
Point lead, a 15-7 run for Kingsburg, and they have the basketball here to start this second half. Hanzik over to Perez, high pass, knocked away. Here comes Leon Maddock with the basketball. He dribbles lane, and he's going to be fouled as two defenders came back and got him. And Alex Hanzik knows he committed the foul.
Yeah, good hands by Fresno Christian. Getting the steal and getting it up court to Maddock.
4:17 to go in this third quarter. What has been a very competitive basketball game in Kingsburg. Leon Maddock hits the first free throw for the Eagles. Certainly the leading scorer for Fresno Christian tonight so far. Second free throw rattles home, and the lead is down to one for the Vikings. Isaiah Perez dribbles behind the back, inside, knocked away. Ty Medeiros, good instincts to knock it away.
I remember, Phil, this Kingsburg team has played some upper-level basketball this year. They beat Clovis West earlier in the year, and I got a little kickback from the Kingsburg coach because I mentioned on my show that I don't think Jace Kellogg, who scored 52 earlier this year, played in that game, and they were quick to say, no, Paul, we beat Clovis West with Jace Kellogg on the team. So that's a legit win.
Peyton Sweeney was called for a double dribble, and I don't think Coach Bergstrom agrees with that. He didn't agree with you, and he doesn't agree with that. Call right there. So the ball's going to go back to Fresno Christian.
That can't be the referee's first bad call.
Oh, Paul, they were perfect before you mentioned it.
I know.
Jinxed Arjun them. Patel coming off the bench and laying it up and giving the Eagles the lead. Matt Hanzer drives in. Hirschkorn cutting in on the baseline on the right side. Layup.
Yeah, semi-alley-oop. Throw the ball up to Jensen. He'll put it in.
Some lead changes here now as we're going back and forth. One-point lead for Kingsburg. Maddock, and he traveled. Just picked up the pivot foot. And now it'll be Kingsburg basketball. 44-43 with 3:36 to go in this third quarter.
Well, as you can see here, Phil, they're trusting Kingsburg is number 30, running the point as a freshman.
It's a lot of responsibility. Over to Hirschkorn. Hirschkorn back over to Swinney. Perez now dribbles with the left hand. He floats up and in. No good. Hirschkorn put back. He tries to get it back, and it'll be knocked away, and it will look like it was off of Hirschkorn. So Fresno Christian will get possession. Two fouls for each team in this quarter. We've not sniffed the bonus whatsoever in this basketball game. Been very clean so far. Maddock with the defender to his back. He drives
nice.
Now and gets the strong layup to go, and the Eagles are back up by one.
Yeah, strong was the word. I like it when guys go up with 2 feet at the baseline and put it up strong like Maddock did.
Perez over to Hirschkorn, and it was just out of the reach of Hirschkorn. Hirschkorn wasn't ready for it, and that's a turnover for Kingsburg.
Yeah, just as I mentioned, the poise of number 30, the freshman for the Vikings, just had a bad angle. Be a little more patient. Just wait a half a second.
Justin Engelbright into the basketball game for Kingsburg.
Did he have that big kickoff return in that playoff game?
I think he did.
That was him, huh?
Yeah.
Against Inuba.
Ball knocked away, and it's stolen away by Kingsburg. Here comes Perez. He's trying to find a kick out. It's Engelbright. Here he goes. Three-pointer, no. And what a rebound from Hirschkorn. Now he dribbles in. Way too strong on the putback attempt. And it's Eagles basketball. Here they come. George Maddock the other way. Flies in. No. And Medeiros with the offensive board. He goes to the right side and puts it up. And it's a three-point lead for Fresno Christian. And a timeout for Kingsburg with 2:24 to go. And we will – I want to stay here, Paul, for this timeout. It's a full timeout. I want to talk about some other things going around the region. Paul, we don't normally have the scoring ability of checking scores around the region, but we do have a few interesting games tonight.
We do. And it's not like football, Phil, that we can, for the most part, trust Max Preps for things to be updated. A lot of scores aren't updated on the Max Preps in regards to basketball. But a game, here we go. Just check the score. Clovis North and Bakersfield. Clovis North, the Broncos at 9-8 on the season, up 68-61 over the Drillers. We've seen the Drillers this year against San Joaquin Memorial. First game of the year for them. They are really athletic, is Bakersfield this season. And there was one more game of note. I see a lot of in-progress stuff here. Maybe I didn't.
I think it was the Sanger game, but I don't think you had a score for it.
Yeah, this thing can get a little tricky. Everyone's like, oh, Tulare Union and Edison, that's in progress, so I don't have the update on that one, but that's a game to keep.
How about at the collegiate level? You want one?
I do. Yeah, what do you got?
Fresno State up 37-24 on San Jose State.
Keep it that way.
Yeah. I said a must win on my show.
Keep it that way.
Keep it real. Let's get some guys in. All right. Kingsburg out of the timeout. Down three. 2:24 to go in this third quarter. Hirschkorn getting it over to Isaiah Perez.
It's like a 1-3-1 zone.
Get it to Engelbright. Engelbright inside. No one was there as he threw the pass. And Hirschkorn's able to pick it back on the backside. Gets it to Isaiah Perez. Three-pointer. Banks in. And we're tied.
Well, that counts. That's his third three-pointer after hitting a couple in the corner, getting one four-point play opportunity, missed a free throw. But, yeah, I mean, counts in the box score. That's like a bloop hit in baseball. It's still a hit.
Maddock, George Maddock over to Patel. Patel handing it off to Medeiros. Medeiros trying to drive in. Now he picks up the basketball near the free throw line. Handing it off to George Maddock. Maddock jumps in. Now gets in Cash Patel.
Oh, my
knocked
gosh.
Knocked away. Hirschkorn. But Leon Maddock finds it, and it's knocked away from Leon Maddock, and the ball is deflected to the midcourt. Kingsburg now comes up with the basketball to the corner. Engelbright three-pointer, too strong, and a rebound. Fight for it underneath, and a foul from Kingsburg as Kesh Hurdle was fouled by Jake Pelez, who was underneath. So, Fresno Christian basketball.
Obviously, we're not keeping stats here at our table, and there's no official stats yet until after the game, but I got to think that Hirschkorn is close to a triple-double with those blocks and rebounds. Pretty sure he has it on rebounds, probably close in points. Might only have like 8 to 10 points in this one, but gosh, his blocks. God, that one was emphatic.
It went way back to the three-point line off the backboard there. 1:24 to go in this third quarter, 47 all. George Maddock handing it off to Leon Maddock on the far side. He finds himself in the corner, guarded by Engelbright tightly. Hirschkorn behind him. Floater up above. No good. Fight for the rebound. Cash hurdles there. And now it's another possession for the Eagles. Patel spins inside.
Oh,
floater up. No good. And Hirschkorn with the rebound.
You see the intensity of Kingsburg defensively on that last possession.
A tick under a minute to go. Game tied. Hirschkorn drives in. Finds Hanzik. And it's knocked away. And it looks like it was poked away by Patel, so it stays Kingsburg basketball.
This is fun, Phil, just watching the chess matches between each coaching staff going back and forth, changing things up defensively, a little bit offensively.
Hanzik inside Hirschkorn, knocked away from Hurdle, gets it up to Maddock, and Maddock will pull back. And now they'll set up in the half court. George Maddock over to Leon Maddock. Leon Maddock trying a long three. Yes!
He can do it all, can he? Oh.
He
crossed the line.
Almost a violation, but I don't think refs were looking. Isaiah Perez over to Hirschkorn. Knocked away. Here comes Leon Maddock. Hirschkorn following him. Pump fake, and he traveled on the He did.
Yeah, that's what I call.
He shuffled the feet underneath, and Coach Benberthy's got a wry smile knowing what he did.
Well, Hirschhorn was shadowing him, and you could almost see the wheels turning in Maddox's head like, oh, what am I going to do with this? I got to throw a pump fake at him and just drag the pivot foot.
It's Kingsburg down three with 26 seconds to go. They can hold for the final shot of this quarter. Isaiah Perez. Isaiah really out in front here on the defensive side for Fresno Christian, passing the ball around the arc here as we get a timeout and a 30-second timeout from Kingsburg. So you can feel the importance of this possession before the end of the quarter here, Paul, with 14 seconds to go.
Well, it's important enough that Coach Bergstrom called a timeout.
Kingsburg will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. I only say that. It doesn't really mean much in basketball, but it feels like a lot to kind of swing it here in this quarter.
No, absolutely. After Maddox hit that long-range three-pointer for the lead.
Swinney was checking in there, and Jason Hanzik was checking in. So
there
some
is.
More shooting there for Kingsburg. So if you're Fresno Christian, do you sell out for the three? Or what, are you using her scoring inside?
Yeah, you know, I've probably said this about 17 times tonight. The listener are probably like, yeah, Matters, we get it. But I like getting the ball to Hirschhorn. He's actually taking the ball out of bounds. You got 14 seconds. You got some time. Get the ball to Hirschhorn in the middle of the court and just let him create. Kick back for a three-pointer. You got a lot of options there.
Perez with 9 seconds to go.
High
dribbles
screen
to the right side. Drives in. Wild layup attempt. It somehow goes. Isaiah Perez. 2 seconds. Long three-pointer. No good. And we go to the end of the quarter. One more quarter to go. 50-49. Fresno Christian leads over Kingsburg. Don't go anywhere on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, fourth quarter nearly underway. 50-49, Fresno Christian leads. Kingsburg's right in it, though, here with 8 minutes to go. They're going to inbound the basketball. Isaiah Perez has come alive in this third quarter. 3 three-pointers, and he had a circus shot made under the basket. He now has the basketball. He's tripped up, and no call. Here comes Fresno Christian the other way, and they're going to settle up with Cash Hurdle with the basketball. He's in the corner, harassed by Hanzik. Now we got over to George Maddox. Three-pointer, yes!
What a swish. The Nets back up again, but beautiful ball possession. Finding one of their shooters. They haven't hit a lot of threes tonight, but that one was big coming out of the quarter.
Isaiah Perez over to Hanzik. Hanzik three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound. Hirschhorn can't get there. And here comes Fresno Christian the other way. It's George Maddox with the basketball. George.
Kingsburg playing man-to-man defense.
Long over to Hurdle, handing it off Leon Maddox. Leon Maddox, pull up two-pointer, no good. Rebound from Cash Hurdle. So another chance for Fresno Christian. George Maddox with the basketball, turns to the right side. Guarded tightly by Swinney. A new shot clock, he's gonna drive to the right side. Pull up now, two-pointer, yes! Another one. Look who's fixing the net. Ed Maddox there fixing the net. How about that, Paul? All right, Kingsburg the other way.
Straight from the top row.
6-point lead for Fresno Christian. Three-pointer from Isaiah Perez, no good. And Fresno Christian has come alive here in this fourth quarter to begin. Leon Maddox the other way.
Yeah,
dribbling one-on-one.
I think if Fresno Christian scores, Coach Bergstrom might call a timeout.
Pulls up. Now back outside. George Maddox with the basketball. Over to Leon Maddox. Spin. Hirschhorn right in front of him. Pump fake. Yes! An 8-0 run to start.
He's letting it ride. Maddox sure has a lot of shots in his bag, as they say. Left-handed pivot layup. Beautiful.
Swinney three-pointer. They need to have it. Does not go. Here comes Fresno Christian out their way. Isaiah Long now with it to the corner. Back out to Long. Back to George Maddox now standing at the logo. Now he puts the ball to the floor. Guarded by Swinney. Now he dribbles to the right side. Turns back to the left side. Handing it off to Leon Maddox. Maddox guarded by Hanzik. Hirschhorn right there. Back out Ramirez. Ramirez three-pointer. No good front iron. Rebound Perez. But Kingsburg has it now with Peyton Swinney dribbling it up ahead. And a bad pass on the behind from Hanzik. Here comes Fresno Christian the other way. They pull up. And now giving it to Isaiah Long. And knocked away as Hirschkorn's got some speed ahead of him. He's going to dribble inside and the easy layup for two on the right side. Timeout, Kingsburg. Down six with 5:15 to go. We'll take another break. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back. As it's 5:15 to go in this fourth quarter, 57-51, Fresno Christian now leads by six. A 7-2 run to open this quarter.
I was curious to see what defense Kingsburg is going to come out of. It's like they're playing back in the zone. I like that decision.
Darryl Scott running the point, now getting it to Leon Maddock. They're coming out far on the three-point line. This zone here is for Kingsburg. George Maddock here on the near side, right in front of us. Dabble dribbles right side into the key. Pass
good
back
decision.
Out to Tyson Ramirez. Blocked away, but it was a foul call on Peyton Swinney. Thought he got all ball there, but it'll be a foul on Tyson Ramirez.
Yeah, it's going to be called pretty much every time, playing from behind, taking a big swipe of the basketball. And I haven't mentioned, Phil, yet, Coach Pemberthy for Fresno Christian, and the he knows about the Pemberthy boys, right? Four brothers.
Yeah.
Hoover legends. Brother Aaron is the head coach at Clovis South, starting up that program. Brother Mike, NBA, played for the Lakers, has a couple rings, one with the Lakers, one as a special assistant with the Denver Nuggets.
Ramirez, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 7-point lead. Hansen over to his brother Hansen. Back out to Perez. Over to the corner, Swinney, 3-pointer. Too short, and here comes Fresno Christian the other way. George Maddock dribbling the basketball to Leon Maddock, who stands at the logo. Now he puts the ball to the floor. Now he pulls it up. Now it's George Maddock who steps back, giving it over to Leon Maddock. Leon Maddock at the top of the arc, floater over Hirschkorn. Yes! Leon Maddock has been scoring with authority tonight.
Absolutely. He's putting on a scoring display tonight.
60-51 now. Fresno Christian, look, pulling away here with 4 minutes to go. Hanzik up ahead. Hirschkorn. No good. Knocked away. Leon Maddock read it perfectly. Now he has the basketball. And now he'll pull it up in the half court here. Getting it over to George Maddock. Eagles could really put a dagger here soon.
Yeah, take your time. Going against the zone, you can take some time off the clock. 3:43 left. Up nine. Make some good decisions.
Maddock over to Scott. Scott. Just pass it around back to Leon Maddock. Long three from the top of the arc. Yes! Leon Maddock!
Just let Leon score, right? I mean, if you're Fresno Christian, just get the ball to number 20.
Darryl Scott able to steal it away in the midcourt. And the Eagles another chance here. George Maddock with the basketball. Leon, why not? Three-pointer! Yes! Leon Maddock from way downtown. Lead is up to 15 with 3:12 to go.
Well, that's what a scorer can do, right? You get on a heater, just keep feeding him the basketball and let him go to work. After a one-point game entering the fourth quarter, blink and it's already 15.
This is how it goes sometimes. Paul, there was a one-point lead at the start of this quarter. What we say was a 16-2 run for Fresno Christian with 3:12 to go. And so the turnovers have been big. Yeah. The defensive pressure in the midcourt, Paul. Fresno Christian able to clamp down really here in this final frame.
Yeah, some turnovers for Kingsburg. Fresno Christian's taking advantage of that. We've seen Maddox score from every possible angle on this court tonight. We've seen him score on up and unders. We've seen him score on back doors. We've seen him score on pump fake 15-footers from the free throw line. A couple threes in this last minute here. And he's got some fire in his belly, doesn't he? He knows winning basketball. Again, played for Kerman High his sophomore year. Scored 30 points at Selden Arena. We're like, oh, this kid's something to watch. And good to see him back on the court here in the Central Valley. Pemberthy's got a good one.
Reminder to stay for our post-game show, which will have an interview with the winning coach, whoever that will be. So stay tuned for that as we wrap it up here from Kingsburg and let you know where we're going next on High School Hoops. Engelbride up ahead now as the Kingsburg Vikings will need some points and need it quickly here. Hirschkorn Knocked away from Scott. Hirschhorn gets it up, though. Hanzik, a tough layup. Yes.
Yeah, they needed that.
So down 13, under three to go.
Yeah, I figure Kingsburg come out in man-to-man defense, try to speed him up a little bit.
George Maddock dribbling with the right hand on the man. Now hands it off to Leon Maddock, who gets double-teamed. Now back out to George Maddock. Over to Scott, 19 on the shot clock. 2:37 to go in this game. Eagles up 13. Leon Maddock now by the bench. Throws up to Ramirez. Ramirez underneath. He's got to put it somewhere. And stolen away by Hanzik, who tries to get the ball back. Ball's loose in the midcourt. And it's taken by George Maddock. And that's another change of possession. So a new shot clock for Fresno Christian. Leon Maddock now with the basketball. The Eagles are smelling victory. Up ahead, Tyson Ramirez. Alley-hoop. He is able to lay it in. So, leading up to 15, Hanzik over to his brother, Hanzik. No good, too strong. Rebound inside, Hanzik with the basketball, no good. He tries to get around the trees as Hirschhorn fights for the rebound, but he is fouled. Alex Hanzik fouled underneath.
Yeah, we're going against some big guys. You're pump faking and nothing's going. Kick it out for a three, you're down by 15. But he was determined, right? Get to the line.
Free throw. Good. A KFC bucket there for Alex Hanzik.
And fouls, Phil. Again, it's a 14-point game. 1:55 left. One foul for each team. So, yeah, I'm not sure what Coach Bankstrom's going to do as far as
well, he just took out Jensen Hirschhorn.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
Might be the Dogs being called off here. Second free throw good for Alex Hanzik. The lead is 13 with 1:50 to go. The Maddox still on the court here. Over to George Maddox. Leon standing right in front of us in the corner. Over to Scott, who stands by the logo, dribbling. Ian Stipe in the game. Tyson Ramirez blocked from behind and fouled as Alex Hanzik was not going to let him dunk on that
rim. He was going to dunk it. He was ready to throw that one down off 2 feet.
So Tyson Ramirez, the senior. He is the quarterback for the football team at 6'7", Paul. Is he the tallest quarterback in the Central section?
You got to be, right? You think of those tall quarterbacks in the NFL. I always think of Dan McGuire, Mark McGuire's brother, played a little bit for the Seahawks. I think University of Houston, if I'm not mistaken, but he was like 6'8".
They go Brock Osweiler. If
there you go.
Think about like a more modern term, or Mike Lennon. Ball knocked away.
Osweiler, what, Arizona State?
Yeah, ESU. 3-point.
Tyler Bray.
Tyler Bray. Nice. How tall are you?
I think he's a legit 6'6".
Okay.
He's a big boy.
3-pointer was no good from Alex Hanzik. Went out of bounds. Fresno Christian with the basketball now ticking under 1:20 to go, and they smell victory. Here come the subs for Ben Berthy. As George Maddock over to Leon Maddock. Why not another 3-pointer? Short this time, though, from the long distance, and here comes Kingsburg. Ian Stipe. Harassed by some defenders. Pump fake for Alex Hanzik. No good. Inside. And yes. And we got a timeout for subs. I'd imagine Penn Berthy just wants to get some kids in for one final minute of action in varsity.
Got to say thank you, though, to Kingsburg for the hospitality. Scott Hodges, athletic director, did a great job making sure we're taken care of. Right, get that extension cord out here for us. Make sure people don't trip on it. Getting you your water.
Oh, yeah.
You've taken care of,
I need my water.
Yeah.
You don't want me hacking up here on this on this broadcast, which we appreciate you listening wherever you're listening. Happy New Year, Paul. I don't think we got a chance to say that. Happy New Year to the folks out there as well.
Happy New Year to you. Are you too old now to not stay up to midnight? You're still a midnight guy.
Oh, I went to midnight this year.
Yeah. You're not that old yet.
I went to a Sharks game the same day, and then I got back
in
Fresno at 9 p.m., and I stayed up till midnight.
There you go.
To ring in the new year.
There you go.
There you go. That's dedication. Great Sharks game, by the way. Speaking of, Sharks over on 790 once we wrap up here.
How many games have you gone to?
Just one this year.
Just one.
We like the defensive intensity from the Vikings.
Right.
By the way, brought in some guys. And Hirschhorn's back in the basketball game. He steals it away. Up to Stipe. Stipe with the basketball. As Hanzik. It's Jason Hanzik, 3-pointer. No good. Rebound. Fresno Christian in just 1 second off the shot clock. The game clock. And There's some effort there. Ball knocked out of bounds. Stays Fresno Christian basketball. As Fresno Christian, how about 13-1? What is that? How does that? In terms of starts, yeah. How great of a start is 13-1, Paul?
That's a great start. And, you know, last year, Coach Penberthy knew the quality of a basketball team he had. And, you know, he played in some big tournaments, played in the Clovis North tournament. I think they went 2-2 in that last year. That really prepared them for their state title run. You know, just kind of looking at their schedule, I know they play Edison or Fresno on the 17th, I believe. So that's going to be an interesting game, right, against, a, you know, usually a Division I opponent. Yeah. But there's, I don't see many losses. Let's just put it that way on Fresno Christian's schedule the rest of the year.
Got to get a shot up, or they're just going to take the violation, and I don't think we're going to go through the formality of inbounding with 1 second to go. And I think we're calling it a basketball game. Fresno Christian, a winner, 69-57 here, and we will. Wrap it up next on our postgame show. Stay with us on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and M-Cubed.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, your postgame show. 69-57, your final. Fresno Christian comes on the road and beats Kingsburg. And now we're joined by head coach John Penberthy here now. And, Coach, it was close for a while. This game was really been a tight, fun one, I would imagine, for folks who came here. Not a fun one if you're a coach, but a nice win to pull away and get it there in the last minute there. But what do you make of your team's performance tonight?
You know, it's a team game. And when you're playing against Kingsburg, moves the ball well, could shoot the ball a little bit. We knew on the defensive side it'd be a team game. We also know that Leon's going to demand all the attention all the time. Sometimes we get away with it. We see some back doors, some lob passes, two guys chasing after him. And so it really is a team effort, and we've really been harping on him. Like, you got to trust your teammates. We saw that at key moments today that it wasn't just one guy scoring the whole time. It was him getting a lot of good shots, and then also key buckets on the other end that we needed as well. So it was a good team performance.
Defensively, would you like? Obviously, Kingsburg, you know, they rely a lot on Jensen underneath. He gets a lot of putbacks and whatnot. But Kingsburg's got some shooters, right? And you're just kind of waiting for them, for one to fall, and then another one falls, and all of a sudden it's a tight ball game. So defensively, what did you like about your team tonight? I think you guys pretty much stuck to a zone the whole time, but what did you like from the team defensively?
Yeah, we mixed it up quite a bit. Defensively, we have certain kids that we think are better in different zones, so when they come in, they go to one thing. When they come out, we go back to another thing. We had some very good box outs in the second quarter. Caleb Schur had some really good box outs. We told him just
put him in the middle.
Put him in the middle, and we just said, whenever the shot goes up, go find Jensen. And that's the attention that he draws.
Sure.
And which opens up lanes on the other side. We talked before the game. I said rebounding and turnovers. And on the turnover side, we actually did pretty well, not turning the ball over too much. Rebounding, I would guess when we get the film back, they probably shot 30% on first shot chances. Second shot chances, third shot chances, they were probably 60, 70%, which is where it hurts anybody. And that's when you saw them go on the run. I think they took a 1 or 2 point lead. We started limiting those second chances. All of a sudden, the game exploded pretty quickly.
Yeah, certainly. And one player I want to particularly ask you about, he's a sophomore on your team, comes off the bench. But I think Cash Hurdle is a guy I think can be a really good piece for you.
Yeah.
Talk about his ability, his activeness on the boards as well. He got really involved there. He has some range for you, which I know I'm sure you're looking for that three-pointers to come for your team. But he's a guy who has that shot for you. Tell me a little bit about what he brings.
Yeah, we've been waiting for him to wake up, and this was a good wake-up game to have. He didn't play at all last year because of injury, so he missed his whole sophomore year. And we just keep telling him it's going to take you time. You don't just bounce back. Like, it takes you a good half a season. And that's what we saw. So we're real proud of him. We've been sticking with him. But he's very blue-collar in that regard. He's got a mean streak, and that's what we tell him. I go, dude, you got a little mean streak. It's okay. Like, sometimes you got to fight down there, and you do it the right way. And if you got to climb over somebody's back to get a rebound, go do it. We'll take that foul. But to see him step out and hit a couple shots was big time for us. Something that he's been working on really hard with. So as a coach, I'm really proud of him for sticking with it.
Certainly.
All right.
Should we get a?
Yeah, let's get number 20 on here. And I don't think we mentioned it, but I added up to see how well my Common Core math skills translate to this. So I got him with 21 points in the second half, plus 14. I got him at 35.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good game for that number 20.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, we'll let you talk to me. Sure, you can answer.
John,
thank
you for joining us. Good luck on the rest of the season.
Yeah, appreciate you guys coming out and doing this for us.
Absolutely.
And thanks for the permission. For me to come out here. Anytime I'll get my texting mixed up and not realize the game before where the game's at. Yes.
Let's get Leon on the headset now. Who I think it's fair to say, Paul, as we litigate it here right now, our Valley Athletics star of the game tonight. For this one, Leon Maddock. And Leon, pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to watch you for the first time for us this year. First of all, how does it feel? A winner tonight in what you feel is, I think, a very good basketball team you played tonight. How do you feel about the win tonight from your team?
It feels great. We were really prepared. We had a little, I think they had a game like 4 days ago, so we were able to watch that and kind of steal some things from Dinuba. We were really. It was a great team win.
Certainly.
How do you feel, Leon, about your offensive game? Obviously, that's one part of your game. You did a really good job defensively as well. But you feel like you can get a bucket anywhere on the court. We saw you inside, pivot, backdoor. We saw you hit the threes, obviously. You saw some pump fakes, some 15-footers as well. Like, how do you feel like your game has evolved and getting a shot whenever you went on the court?
Yeah, last year or two, I've been focusing a lot on my post-up game and working on scoring around the rim.
And, yeah, that beautiful lefty. That lefty in the fourth quarter around the rim, that was a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
So working out. Yeah, awesome. And, of course, you're getting used to this team. You're now, 14 games into this season, 13-1, and getting used to the tendencies of teammates and all that. Yeah. How has that been integrated so far this year for you? And as you continue to now go into league play, you know, how much has that been an effort for you to get used to what you have on the court with you?
Honestly, it hasn't been too hard. They're a great group of guys. It was really easy coming in. They just accepted me from day one, and so it's been really easy to trust them, and they trust me a lot. So they see how hard I work, and I try to get them in the gym as much as possible. So we have a great connection as a team.
And it helps to hit 30-footers in the fourth quarter to give yourself a 14-point lead as well. So, hey, great game from you, Leon. Hey, it's a pleasure to watch you play basketball again, and good luck the rest of the year.
Good luck
that.
The rest
Thank
of the
you.
Year. Leon, we appreciate it as always. Congrats on the victory. There we go. Appreciate it as always. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, wrap it all up here on 1430 ESPN, Fresno the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops, 69-57, your final here from Kingsburg. Fresno Christian goes on the road and gets the victory. And, Paul, I just went an executive decision on you. I apologize. But with Leon Maddock on the microphone, I think it's fair to say with 35 points tonight, he is our Valley Athletic star of the game. Hope you're okay with that choice.
I'm okay with it. It's automatic.
what do you make of it?
Look at that. I just did a play on words and even know. Automatic.
Automatic. Is that his new nickname now?
Automatic.
Automatic.
I just gave him one,
there
I guess.
What do you think of his performance the first time you've seen him this year?
Yeah, and, you know, he's improved his game, and he talked about working on his inside post game and whatnot. You know, he's got a nice release from the three-point range, nice release from the free throw line as well. Really good basketball player, and you know, keep an eye on this Fresno Christian basketball team. They're going to make another serious run for a Central Section Championship, maybe a state title. I mean, they definitely went on a heater, but he's a really good player. He does a lot of really good things on the basketball court. He's a scoring machine.
That fourth quarter, impressive. Whew. For what they did, lighting it up from there.
I got him at 11 in the third and 10 in the fourth.
Yeah. So just incredible close that stuff from the star for the Eagles tonight. The Eagles improved to 13-1, and Kingsburg falls to 13-5 on the year now on the docket. So, Paul, good stuff. We will be heading to another game next.
Do we know?
I have it on the calendar for a game. We'll have to reach out to the folks over there.
Okay.
But I'm just going to throw it out there. We are eyeing next Tuesday Hoover and Justin Garza.
I'm good with it.
With the boys.
I'm good with it. Let's go.
Yeah, let's
put it on the board.
Let's get out over there, and we'll hit up our Justin Garza folks and just make sure we're all kosher over there. Paul, you got your show on Saturday, of course. A little plug-in for that. What are you working on?
Well,
I know it's a little early in the week for it, but you're working on some stuff for us.
Speaking of Justin Garza, I like how you led up to that. I got my buddy Ken Vossler, the head coach there, coming on the show with our other buddy, Josh Bergman, who's the head coach at Central Valley Christian. So you never know what you're going to get when those two guys are coming on. So I'm double-dipping with those fun guys.
Should be good. Should be a good show.
That's all I got so far.
And you got a lead into – what a better lead-up. There's no better lead-up in the Central Valley to the NFL playoffs than Palmetto's Central Valley
scoreboard
before you can listen to Rams and Panthers at 1 p.m. on 1430. So there you go. That's the no
like
better
it.
Way to start your day.
I like it. All right. A little high school to straight to pros.
Straight to the pros. All right. Paul, great job by you. Appreciate it as always. And what a fun one.
Yeah, great. I mean, we haven't had a bad game this year. Always good to call high school games.
Absolutely. We'll be back next Tuesday for another edition of High School Hoops. And that'll be a wrap here at Kingsburg. For Paul Matters, for Jorge, who produced back at the station tonight, your final from Kingsburg. The Fresno Christian Eagles 69, the Kingsburg Vikings 57.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on ESPN Fresno. A special thank you to A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn. For making all this possible.